Be'ez Hashem is book would begin the second half of the halachas of tefillah, the hilchas nasiz kapam, the laws of what we call duchening, the lifting up of the palms, which in this paragraph we discuss the birchas kahanim, the blessing that the kahanim give to the Jewish people, as the Rambam begins in halacha aleph. This is perak arba'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam's hilchas tefillah, is the times of the bracha of birchas kahanim. Halacha aleph, b'shachris, in the tefillah of shachris, b'musaf, b'mene'ilah, Hakahanim noisim es kapeim. The kahanim, they lift up their palms and they bless the Jewish people. B'mincha in es kapeim, but by the afternoon prayer of mincha, there's no duchening. And the reason they should be mincha because generally in the afternoon meal kvar sodu kol am, all the people already ate their meals. V'shem ashras hakahanim yaim, and maybe the kahanim drank wine in that meal. V'shikur osim in es kapeim. Someone who's intoxicated is forbidden to do the birchas kahanim. Now, v'afil b'yim ta'inis, even on a fast day where people don't eat, ain't nursing campaign by mincha, they still don't do the birchas kahanim by mincha. Gezerah is a rabbinic decree, mincha's ta'inis, so we let you do by birchas kahanim by mincha on a ta'inis, then they mincha's kol yom, because you might do them mincha every single day, within, then you're into the problem about them being intoxicated. Halacha beis b'medbrim, when do we say this, that there's no nesis kapayim by mincha, is b'ta'inis, is by the fast days, shemespalim by mincha ne'ilah. That there's, besides the mincha prayer, there's an additional ne'ilah, which is the closing prayer of that day. For example, Tzim Kippur, the fast of Yom Kippur, B'tainis Tzibur, a public fast day which they decree for difficulties, like, for example, a famine or a plague, as the Rambam explained in Perek Yud Beis. So then there's ne'ilah, then the mincha is very similar to regular mincha. Avatainis, shame by ne'ilah, but regarding a fast day, there's no ne'ilah, for example, Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, Shabbos of Tammuz, the 7th of Tammuz, which these are public fast days for mourning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Since, and therefore there's no ne'ilah, that's only for those that are for screaming out for current difficulties. Since their tefillah of mincha is close to when the sun is setting, because there's no ne'ilah to have to do the mincha earlier, so they nid is ke'ne'ilah, it actually appears like ne'ilah. And therefore, it's not going to be confused with mincha that's done every single day. And therefore, there is, because generally mincha would be done earlier. Here it's later in the day, similar to the ne'ilah, and therefore there is a nesias kapayim on the mincha of those fast days. Now, v'kayin sha'avar, now if a kayin violates, v'ala l'duchni, goes to the platform, b'mincha shem kippurim, which we said, even though it's a fast day, but he said not to be confused with the regular mincha, because there is ne'ilah b'yom kippurim, there shouldn't be birchas kitnim, but a kayin violates and he goes to the platform, mincha b'yom kippurim, so hoyil v'adab yaduah she'en shem shikr, since it's well known and recognized that there is no intoxication. So our reason is a kabbah. So after the fact, he does nesis kapayim. The emarid noise, we don't take him down from the hachashad because of the suspicion. So the emarid people shouldn't say, oh, apostle lawyer, he's obviously invalid kind of fikah to do that, but they took him down. So on a regular day, we would be concerned and we would take him down. But anyways, here really, it's known that there's no intoxication. So it's not going to be really confused. Although initially we are concerned, but after the fact, so that we don't want people to think that he might not be a kosher kain, we don't take him down. Halacha Gimel, regarding the Birchas Kahanim out of the Beis HaMikdash. So, Ketzer Hid Nesis Kapayim B'Gvun. What is the Birchas Kahanim in the boundaries, meaning beyond the area of the Beis HaMikdash? So, Be'esha Yigi Shlich Tzibul Abayda, when the one who's davening for the Amid gets up to the bracha of the service of Ritzei. Kshemi Ritzei, when he says the words Ritzei, Kol HaKahan Mo'im De Beis HaKnesses, all the Kahanim that stand there in Shul, Ne'akar Mim Kaiman, they leave the place where they're standing, Beholchim Mo'im L'duchan, and they go up to the platform. And they stand over there. Paneim lahechel, their face is towards the Aron Kodesh. Vacharim klapi am, and their back is towards the people. That's by sim kefufis latocha kapeim, and their fingers are bent into their palms. At sheyashlam shir tziba hayda, until the chazan finishes the bracha of ma'idim abatayv shemcha l'chano alahedus. Then umachzim paneim klapi am, they turn their face towards the people. Upoishnet by sim, and they stretch out their fingers. Magbin yedeim kineket kisfeim, and they lift up their hands opposite their shoulder, meaning shoulder length. They start the Birchas Kahanim, Yivarechacha, Hashem shall bless you. Ushlich tziba makra isa mila mila. Now the Chazan calls out word for word, the Heim Einin, and they respond, they can't repeat the word that the Chazan is saying for them. Shem like says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Omo lehem should tell them, meaning Atsheyemar, until someone says for them, and then they repeat, that's how the Birchas Kahanim is done. Now, Keshem Ashlim and Pasuk Rishon, when the Kahanim finish saying the first Pasuk, which is Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, Kalo Am, Einin, Amen, all the people there in the Shul, they answer Amen. Then the Chazan goes and again reads the second verse word for word. Vein Einim and the Kohanim respond every single word accordingly. Until they finish the second pasuk, and everyone responds Amen. Same thing is for the third and final pasuk of Birchas Kahanim. Halacha Daled. Kishashlima Kahan Mishleshim Psukim, when the Kahan finished the three Psukim, Maschel Shlich Tziba Bracha Achreina Shal Tfila. So then the Chazan begins the final Bracha of Shmoyne Esri, Shisim Shalom, which is that Hashem shall place peace. Vakahanim Achzirim Pnein Klapei HaKadosh, and then the Kahan turned their face back towards the sanctuary, towards the Aron HaKadosh, and Bekoivtzim Etzbei Seim, and they close their fingers, Vo'indim Shem Baduchan, and they stand over there on the platform, Achigma Bracha, until he finishes the last Bracha of Shmoyne Esri, and then Bechizim Kaim, and then they go back to the place where they are sitting in Shul. Halacha Hei. In Hamakre Deshoy Lakris. Now, the one who's calling out, which is, like we said, whether it be the Chazan, whoever it is that's calling out, is not allowed to recite Kohanim, that the Kahanim should say the Berachas Kahanim, at sheyichlo Amen Peatzibar, until the Amen from the Bracha V'Toyb Shimcha L'cha Nola Eidos has been finished by the community there in the Shul. Moreover, V'Ena Kan Mishon L'Haskav Bracha, the Kohanim are not allowed to start the Bracha of their Berachas Kahanim, at sheyichlo Atzibar M'Peamakre, until the one who's calling out doesn't finish saying his word. And the community cannot answer Amen until the bracha is finished. He has to finish, and then the people can answer Amen. The Kemikets not start the next bracha. There's three brachas, three psukim, until the community finishes their Amen, and then he starts. Now, the Chazan is not allowed to respond Amen after the three brachas of the Kahanim like the rest of the people, because he might become confused. He's not going to know which bracha he's in the middle of reciting for them. In Pasuk Sheni, Pasuk Shlishi, the second and third Pasuk, therefore not to be confused, he only does his makre, his reciting forward. And again, everyone has to wait as the whole process goes along until the other parties finish saying what they're saying. Now, the Kama are not allowed to turn their face away from the community until the Chazan starts the Brach of Sim Shalom. And the Kama are not allowed to leave their place from the Duchen until he finishes the last Brach of Sim Shalom. And they're not allowed to bend the knuckles of their fingers, which are straight out when they're doing Brach Kahanim. They're not allowed to bend it until they turn their face away from the community. And the Mitzakans of Rechim Mizaka from one of the many institutions of Rechim Mizaka is Shlo Yalo Kahan Laduchen Bissandalehem. Kahan should not go to the platform with their shoes. And the reason for that is because one of the straps of them might tear. And he's going to be embarrassed that people are mocking him that his shoes are untied. And he's going to bend down to tie it. In the meantime, the Kahan already going to start and he's going to be bending. And people will say, oh, he's invalid. Therefore, he's not doing the Siz Kapayim. So to prevent that, rather, Oimdim Yechefim, rather, they go up barefoot or with socks, but not with any shoes. Halacha Zayin. Kashiyah Kahan Mabarchim Esa'am. When the Kahan are blessing the people, lo yibita ba'am. The Kahan should not be looking at the people. They shouldn't be distracted. Eliyinim keneged aretz. Rather, the eyes should be facing the ground. Ko'em would feel like when someone was standing in prayer. And neither are the people allowed to look at the Kahanim when they're being blessed, when the Kama blessing the people, that the person, the congregant, should not be distracted by looking at the Kahanim. Rather, everyone of all the people are focusing to hear the blessing, they're focusing their face towards the face of the Kahanim, but they're not allowed to look and gaze at them. If the kohen who was doing the berachas kahanim, doing the blessing, was one kohen, so maschil lebracha me'atzma, he starts the bracha on his own. Ushlich tzibur, and then the chazan is makro is a mila mila. He goes after he makes the bracha of berachas kahanim. The chazan just says word for word, k'mashman, like we said. But hayishnayim o yosef, there was two kohanim or more. Then in maschil lebarach, then they don't start making their bracha at sheyikulim shlich tzibur v'oymulhem until the chazan calls out to them and says to them kohanim. And then they respond. They say, that he should bless you. And he calls out word for word based on the order that we said. Halacha Tes now continues regarding the Birchas Kanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Kitz Birchas Kanim BaMikdash. What's the blessing of the Kanim in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Kanim Oilim LaDuchan. So the Kanim go up to the platform. Achar Sheishlima Kanim Avodas Tamat Shel Shachar. After the Kanim finished the service of the morning daily sacrifice, then they go up to the platform. They lift up their hands above on top of their heads. That's by same peshutas, and their fingers are outstretched. Except for the high priest, in it says he does not lift up his hand higher than the tzit, which is the plate worn on his forehead, because it says, he shouldn't have his hand higher than Hashem, so he doesn't lift it above the head. Ve'echad makri oisim mila mila, and one calls out for them word for word, kedech shoisim megvulim, like they do out of the base of Mikdash, ad sheshlubi shlusha psukim, until they finish all the three verses. Now, ve'eina am einin achar kol pasuk. The people there do not respond after every single pasuk, amen. Elo oisim oisim b'mikdash bracha achas. Rather, in the base of Mikdash, they consider like one blessing. When they finish the whole thing, and all the people answer not amen, but rather Baruch Hashem lekim lekei Yisrael, blessed Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, min oyim ad oylam, from this world until the next world. Halacha yud. Now, ba'emes Hashem kiksavay, they say the name of God as it's written. V'hu Hashem anega, that's the name that's pronounced miyud kei vav kei, the God's name where b'zehu Hashem mafurish am b'chamakim. This is the explicit name, the ineffable name that's mentioned in all places. The way it's written is how it's pronounced. But Medina Imra Yisrael Bikinuya. But out of the base of Mikdash, they actually say it with its descriptive, which Behuba Aleph Dalas, as Adnus, Adoy Venai, that is Shema Skirnas Hashem Kiksev, because we don't mention God's name as it's written. It'll be Mikdash Bavad, only in the base of Mikdash. Now, Meshmei Shimon HaTzadik, when Shimon the righteous one passed away, Poskoa Kahan Melvark Meshim HaFeirish, then the Kama stopped blessing with the explicit name, Afil B'Megdash, even the base of Megdash. Said no person shall learn it, that she'ena chashav, she'ena hagan, that's not distinguished, it's not appropriate. So therefore, to prevent that, they stopped saying that at all. Now, the early sages didn't teach this name of God, the Tamidim, to their students of B'Neim HaGunim, and to their appropriate sons, Ela Pamachas L'Shev Hashanim, only once every 7 years. And calls it Gedul L'Shma HaNichba B'Neir, and this all the greatness for his awesome and honorable name. Halacha Yud Aleph, regarding the wording of the blessing and regarding any additions. So in Birchas Kehanim Nemeres, the Birchas Kehanim not said B'chol Makom, that's everywhere. El B'Lashon HaKodesh, only in the holy language of the Torah. Shulam HaKodesh says in the pasuk Mamidbar, Koyso Baruchas B'nei Yisrael, this is how you should bless the Jewish people. Which kachlamdim peyashmur mepeshabena. This is how they learn from tradition from our teacher Moshe. All of Hashem on him be the peace. When it says koyisavarcha, this is how you should bless, means by me the standing. Koyisavarcha, this is how you should bless, but this is kapayim, but lifting up the palm. Koyisavarcha, this is how you should bless, blashna kodesh in the whole language, which these are learned out from Gezeira Shavas. Koyisavarcha, this is how you should bless, panim connected panim, face to face of the Torah of the Kanim. Koyisavarcha, this is how you should bless, but kol ram out loud. Koyisavarcha, this is how you should bless, but shem mafarish for God's ineffable name. That last one is Vushi Yibim Mikdash, that's only in the base of Mikdash, commercial money, like we said in Halacha Test. Halacha Yibim is in the Kam Rishon B'chol Makam. Now the Kam in any place are not allowed to Lohisa Bracha Al Shleshas HaPesukim, to add on any other blessing besides these three verses. For example, the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokei Abaseichem, Hashem the God of your father, Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elpam, should add on to you like this, a thousandfold, or Koyitzaboy, or any similar Pasuk. Now, and that's libukal ram, whether that shouldn't be done out loud, blah blah, not even as a whisper. Krishna says in the pasuk in the bottom, "Lisa sibal adav," and I'll add on to anything that's mentioned in the Torah. Now, b'shoshakol koyin oyladucha. Now, at the time when every kohen is going up to the platform, kishul eker aglav laos, when he's moving his legs to go up to the platform, Oymi says the following personal prayer: Yirotzim lefenecha, may it be the will in front of you, Hashem lekein, Hashem our God, shtiyeh bracha zu shetzibisanu, that it should be this blessing that you commanded us, levarcha es amcha Yisrael, to bless your people, the Jews. Bracha shleim, a complete blessing, v'al yehi b'mich shav avn, there should not be any stumbling and any iniquity, mi'at v'adam, from now until forever. Now, b'koyim shiachz upon him, levarcha es amna, before he turns his face towards to bless the people, towards the people, Mavarchi makes the following blessing. Baruch atah Hashem lekein melech haolam, bless you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Hashem kedushanu b'kedushas yesh al-Aaron, that you sanctified us with the sanctity of Aaron, v'tzivonu levarech as am Yisrael behava, and commanded us to bless his people, the Jews, with love. V'ach kach machz upon the matzibah, then he turns his face towards the community, amask levarchim, and he starts to bless them. Ukshem machz upon the menatzibah, ach shemashim, and when he turns his face away from the community, after he finished, Oymei says, we did what you decreed on us. Now you do with us what you guaranteed us. Look out from your holy abode from heaven and bless your people, the Jews. Look at Gimel, that whenever you're turning, whether it's turning towards and towards and away, it should always be towards the right. When they come to turn their face towards the community to bless them, when they turn their face away from the community after they bless them, it should always be in that sense of clockwise, it should be towards the right, in all places. And in general, when any time a person turns anywhere, it should only be towards the right. Halachi doubt regarding the time when the blessing was done in the Beis HaMikdash. But Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, Mavochim Birchis Kavim Pamachas Bayim, they would make the Birchis Kavim once a day. Achat Tumit Shal Shachar, as we said, after the daily sacrifice of the morning. Boin Vo'imdim Amayles Ho'ulam, they would come and they would stand on the steps of the antechamber, which is a gateway as an entryway into the Beis HaMikdash, which there were 12 steps in the entryway, they would make the blessing. And that would be Kedech Shaman, like we said, in Halacha Tes and Yud of Mabedina, but out of the Beis HaMikdash, Mavarcha Nesa Acha Kol Tefillah, we make the blessing after every prayer, Chut Mimcha, except for Mimcha, Kamesh Man, like we said this in Halacha Aleph. Now, in all places, Mishtadlin, we attempt, Shiyah HaMakre Oysam, that the one who's going to be reciting before the Kam, that the Kam repeat word for word from him, is the Yisrael, a non-Kohen. Krishna says in the Pasim, Amid Ba'om Malahem, tell them. Mechlal Ne'emran says, Shein HaMakre Mehem, that the one who's reciting before them is not from them, rather to them is that other party. So preferably it should be a Yisrael.